Parents of an infant often say they long to get out of the house more. Some miss the old carefree life, like being able to see a movie without having to find and pay for a babysitter. Naomi Starobin of member station WSHU discovered babies are welcome at some movies.
During an intimate moment in the recently released movie Something's Gotta Give, Harry, played by Jack Nicholson, is having a sensitive late-night conversation with Erica, the character played by Diane Keaton.
Erica. 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 You know I'm not good at being monogamous, right?
There is no baby in this scene. That cooing is coming from one of the six infants who are attending this movie with their parents. It's Movies for Moms Day at the Crown Majestic Theater in Stamford, Connecticut. Back in November, Crown Theaters started Movies for Moms in 11 theaters in 6 states across the country. Basically, they're special midday screenings of first-run movies where babies, up to 24 months, are welcome. Laurel Howe is happy to be at the movies with her 8-month-old son, Colton.
I wouldn't bring him to a regular movie just because, I don't know, I wouldn't want to disturb anyone else, and plus there's so much else going on, and the last time I came, I worked it perfectly. I kept him up, and so he was ready to take a nap when the movie started, and he slept almost through the whole thing. It was perfect.
Crown Theater's director of marketing, Zvi Kohl, said they put together the program after getting lots of requests from the public.
They said, you know, I haven't been able to see a movie since before I got pregnant. It's, you know, I love the movies, and, you know, now I just get to rent them, and I really want to see them the way they should be seen on the big screen.
Kohl says there are even special accommodations for the babies.
We bring the lighting in the theater to a mid-range so that if you do have to care for your baby during the show, you can do that. We lower the sound so that it doesn't harm the baby's ears and so that hopefully they can sleep through the whole film.
During the recent screening of PG-13-rated Something's Gotta Give, there was some fussing, a diaper change, and a baby bottle that rolled under a seat. But all six babies and their parents made it through the whole movie. One mom commented that her baby was a moviegoer in training and that even the smell of popcorn was part of the experience. In Stamford, Connecticut, I'm Naomi Starobin.